The September 16th meeting of the Rio del City Council started with a closed-door session that included conferences with City Attorney Russell Gans in regards to litigation. The city is currently embroiled in an ongoing suit against SHN Consulting Engineers for their work on the $3.2 million water intake project in 2006. The city is also considering a lawsuit against residents of Old Ranch Road and Humboldt Redwood Company that links the unrelated issues of an easement to the city-owned Monument Springs parcel to the continuing maintenance of the water line that serves the homes. No action was reportedly taken during the closed session. The public session of the meeting began with the swearing-in of Raymond Brady to the Rio del Police Department. Officer Brady worked for the Rio del Police in the past and has been recently working as a reserve officer in Rio del. The council then reviewed a summary of commercial and multifamily properties' sewer billing rates for July and August to demonstrate the initial effects of the change in rate structure that have gone into effect. The billing records showed that 66% of the businesses and 94% of the multifamily properties saw a decrease in their sewer bills. The city contended that the overall revenue received was essentially unchanged, which means that the remaining customers made up the difference with increased bills. Monument Middle School saw a 109% increase in their sewer bill. The 101 Cafe and Mingo's Bar saw a 132% increase, and Cornerstone's Recovery experienced a 278% increase in their sewer bill. The most dramatic decrease was for Marlene's Laundromat, which dropped from $627.52 in July to $53.59 in August. The council will continue to monitor the rates and may look at ways to revise the billing structure in the future. Mayor Thompson expressed his desire to eliminate the structure change entirely before more serious problems come up in the near future. The reduction in water usage by city residents is projected to have a significant impact on the future rates paid by each customer. The city requires a set amount of revenue for running the water and wastewater facilities. If residents are using less water, then the cost per unit will need to be increased in order to provide the same level of funding. Currently, residents are using about 46% less water, which means that a substantial rate increase would be required in order to make up the shortfall if trends continue. Recently, the city contracted with Bartle Wells for up to $25,000 to conduct a water rate study, the first step in rate increases, which is expected later this year. Bartle Wells is the same consulting firm that conducted the sewer rate study and designed the structure changes which the council is now concerned about. The city is going to be looking into having the nonprofit Rural Community Assistance Corporation that has worked with the city in the past on water and sewer issues perform a new rate study. It is not known whether or not the city could alter the recently enacted sewer rate changes so soon after the last revision due to the Proposition 218 restrictions. There is also a software problem with the AccuFund program, which is creating incorrect billings for some customers, including the new accounts. The city has so far paid over $2,000 to get the program up and running despite initial cost estimates of only a few hundred dollars. Ongoing fixes and manual overrides are needed for the program, and it is unknown when it might be running successfully or at what final cost. The summary of commercial and multifamily sewer rate charges, as well as video of the meeting, is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next City Council meeting will be October 7th at 6:30 p.m. In a non-City Council-related matter, the property owners in Rio del recently received a ballot to vote on a proposed 525% increase to the fire district assessment fee. An average home would see their fee increase from $16 to $100. The increase is needed due to rising expenses and a desired expansion of the fire station, according to the flyer. Ballots are due back by October 30th, and a public hearing is scheduled for October 30th at 5:30 p.m. Details of the rate increase are available at the fire hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.